Hello.
Yes, hello. My name is Yvonne. I'm returning callbacks, ma'am. How may I help you today?
What was the callback on? Oh, yes, I don't know what it's. Hold on just a moment, please. Hold on.
Okay.
And I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Yes, let me go to where my information's at. Hold on, please.
Could you give me your zip code while you're doing that, and I could be pulling your account up? So
27821.
27821.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead.
I saw a KitchenAid mixer, and I filled out stuff, and it said you are the winner or whatever of this KitchenAid mixer, and my information.
Could your name
and
be Francis, ma'am? I'm sorry.
Francis, that's right. I've got my order ID number. You want it?
I have that right here next to me. I'm copying it down now.
And it said I would be charged $2, the shipping charge, delivery. And I looked up on my bank account, and it was actually $7.95. So I want to know what the $7.95 is for.
Okay. $7.95?
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Hold on just one moment. I'm going to pull your account. Thank you for waiting also. Could you verify your address for me?
Post Office Box 145, Edward, North Carolina,
207
Warren Street.
Yes, ma'am. I'm waiting for the account to pull your account down.
I'm trying to bring my bank.
You just
want to
know what the $7.95 is for, ma'am?
Well, I want to know what's going on because I thought I was getting a KitchenAid mixer, and I don't know exactly what's going on.
Okay.
$7.95.
Okay.
Because my card gets hacked every time I do something, and I thought that was what had happened to me again.
Okay. As soon as you let it down, it's still low. Okay.
Well, I'm.
So,
into my bank account while I'm waiting on you.
Oh, I got it right now. Your account's right here. I can tell you what the $7.95 was for.
No, I'm going to see if I've been charged anything else.
Oh, okay.
Off of that. See, that's what's happened to me the last 2 months. I've tried to order stuff. And they hacked my banking card.
Okay, so the $7.95, as I see, it's a KitchenAid here, ma'am. $7.95. Was to be for shipping and handling of the KitchenAid that you you did a survey, ma'am. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Or
well,
you,
I did. Well,
okay.
I got
well.
A KitchenAid mixer.
Yes. And the part you didn't know about the KitchenAid mixer was an exclusive offer of sweepstakes, ma'am. So that means you have not received this KitchenAid.
Nope.
Because of the contest, because you enrolled, you got a discount on your account here, but it's only showing $7.95 for the shipping and handling, ma'am, and there's no other charges here in front of me.
Well, I'm not going to be charged anything else.
Oh, if you don't close it, ma'am, you will.
What am I going to be charged?
The full account, because they charge you every month, so you did this on the 12th. So before December, oh yeah, your same day. So what do you want me to do for you? I can if you don't want to get charged.
See, that's the it. I want to know what I'm going to be charged because they didn't tell me that.
Okay, so what they doing? Yes,
and I didn't get a $2 charge.
Okay, so whatever happened when you was filling out the survey or sweepstakes. They went from I guess your $2, and they added $5.95 more onto
what?
It to do the shipping and handling for the KitchenAid, and it was involved in a sweepstakes. So now you have a discount membership on your account. You have received a voucher for $125, ma'am, and your account is still open, and you could be charged before Christmas is out, well, before December is out. Another charge will come, and it won't be $7.95. It'll be because you left your account open. Only thing, I don't know, ma'am. I don't know.
Well,
I can't say.
It told me I had won a KitchenAid.
No, the people from the sweepstakes for this KitchenAid have to contact you directly, ma'am, and say that you are the are the winner of this KitchenAid, not by.
That's why
you didn't know that.
When I was put my information in,
mm-hmm.
it come back and told me that, and then it wanted me to put my card information in again. That's when I got suspicious.
Okay, so since it did not tell you this, it's like the $7.95 is sitting there for the shipping and handling of this KitchenAid mixer, and it's not going to be shipped until they told you one. So you can wait and see if you won this KitchenAid and leave the $7.95 there, and you take a chance on being charged, ma'am.
I want to close it out. I don't need to be charged. I'm a widow. I'm 75 years old, and I can't afford this.
Okay, so I'm going to do that for you. I'm going to refund your $7.95 to you. Okay.
Because they told me I had won the KitchenAid, and I thought, why couldn't I pick out the color I wanted? But it was a red one, and that's what I wanted.
You know, you're the second person that mentioned that since I've been here, because we do all different things in the accounts and stuff. And this guy was he had put an order in for the... You know the little round things you put on your floor they vacuum your house
right.
with?
Yeah.
He asked me, do they come in, can you choose the color you want them in? And it sounded so weird. And then when you just said that about the mixer, I know they come in red, white, whatever color. It sounded weird, though. But I said, I've never seen one, any colors or anything. If they shipped, I have never seen a shipment. But I didn't even know if they came in colors. And it sounded weird. I said, I never thought about that.
I've lost the use of both of my arms, the shoulders, the rotator cuff.
Uh-huh.
And I need a mixer, and I know that KitchenAid will do what I need for bread and stuff that's real good.
Oh, yeah.
But
it would.
It come up. And if I'd give this to my lawyer and he'd have brought it up, he could have brought it up, and it would have showed where it says, you are the winner of a KitchenAid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like anything. You just take a chance and hope you do be the winner of it, but also the danger of you could get a fuller charge than this. So I refunded.
Charge.
Yeah, I refunded your $7.95 before the shipping and handling. And now what I'm going to do, I'm going to close your account so you don't.
With my credit card number so nobody won't.
Oh, no. I don't have that, ma'am.
Well, you know what? They've got a thing where they set in their online.
Oh, I don't.
And my credit card number went hot. And I got for $1,000 with three charges, and the bank cut my card off, and I called them the next day.
Uh-huh.
I had three more charges, and I called the numbers. I had numbers on there and asked them what business were they. And they said online, and it was a hair business.
Mm.
I've never heard of an online hair business. And but they were, I could hear them talking. They were telling each other what was going on side by side.
Uh-huh.
Something funny going on. But I can't afford that because I'm too old and I have to go to Texas for cancer treatment at MD Anderson every 3 months. And
in Anderson?
Yes, ma'am.
Anderson, Indiana?
Yes, ma'am.
I lived there for about 3 months.
No, Eastern Texas at
Indiana. Oh, Eastern Texas. Okay.
Yeah, they've got cancer center there. It's the number one in the nation, and January, I make 10 years, and I was given 9 to 12 months 10 years ago. And I'm still here.
Okay.
So
579.
I need what I've got for that.
I had a sister. She passed away exactly 7 years ago from cancer. Mm-hmm. It was really hard, and when Christmas is coming, and she passed away, she almost made it to her 57th birthday. And she passed away in July. Her birthday was in October. But we gave her the biggest Christmas ever before she left. So let me find it.
I lost my son, and I lost 2 husbands. And
right.
If I was a man, I'd be scared to even speak to me. Afraid I'm working <behind. laughs>
Okay. So I've canceled your account, so you won't get any charges. I did your $7.95 back. Did I give you a confirmation number?
No, you didn't.
Okay, I have it right here for you.
Okay.
You have a pen?
I'm writing.
Oh, okay. CS and Charles, 263-237-987, ma'am.
C-263-237-987.
Yes, ma'am. Would that be all that you need?
That's all.
Thank you so much.
How long will it take to get this straightened out?
Well, you just did it. Wouldn't you just do this today?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll say within a couple of days it should stop, ma'am.
Sounds good.
Okay, right. thank you, and you have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Awesome.